cosmetic surgery clinics could soon be given a rating in the same way as NHS trusts and GP practices. The Care Quality Commission can name and shame hospitals and surgeries online, but at the moment there's no way for people considering cosmetic surgery to find out how well or badly clinics are performing. We're joined now by Jonathan Stiano, who's a consultant plastic surgeon in Edgbaston. Good afternoon to you, Jonathan.
Good afternoon, Richard.
What do you make of this recommendation? Is it time that we had some way of measuring the quality of plastic surgery?
Definitely. I think it's very, very welcome. I think for a long time, we've been talking about the lack of regulation and the amount of surgery that's being performed by people who aren't trained and clinics that aren't giving a good service and rely on glossy advertising. And it's nice to have a subjective a measure that people can use so that they can find somewhere that they can trust to be treated in.
Are we still in a situation where there are a lot of, if I could use the phrase, cowboys out there offering these services?
Well, I'm afraid it is a little bit like that. I mean, I've written a book called Never Accept a Lift from Strangers, just talking about the amount of people who actually offer cosmetic surgery, because there's a perception that they're all plastic surgeons, but there's a whole range of people who offer it. And unfortunately, there's just no regulation. There's more regulation around operating on an animal than there is in a human. Anyone can do it. There's no law against it. So it's really up to people to educate themselves and to do research to find a reputable clinic and a reputable surgeon. And this move by the CQC will just allow people to get the information, because the information's all there, but it can be hidden and it can be hard to find.
In itself, will this be enough to get rid of the dodgy practitioners from the business?
Well, unfortunately not, because I think there will always be people who will be drawn into the glossy advertising, the marketing, which can be very powerful. And unfortunately, cosmetic surgery is one of the very few branches of medicine where people choose a surgeon or choose a clinic based on an advert in a magazine or something on the internet. So unfortunately, they will always be a group of people who won't do due diligence and who may not look into the qualifications of the surgeon or the clinic. But I think more and more people are looking into it. More and more people are researching it. It's great that you're talking about it on the radio show, because it's all about getting it out there to tell people that this is a medical procedure and you need to do your research and you need to look at the qualifications of your surgeon and the standards of the clinic.
Jonathan, thanks very much for joining us. Jonathan Stiano, consultant plastic surgeon in Edgbaston, on news that more information is going to be made available for people to make a sensible decision as to where they can go, an informed decision as to where they can go for cosmetic surgery.